Thank you. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. Excellencies, Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, distinguished representatives of state parties, and dear guests, on behalf of Niger, I wish to congratulate you, Chair, on your designation to steer our work, and I have no doubt that you will skillfully guide us to some decent results. And I would also wish to thank donor countries who have financed our participation in this very important meeting for our country, because through its geographic position at the crossroads of northern and western Africa, where my country is facing many threats, including terrorism with Boko Haram in the east, Al-Qaeda in the west and the north, and organized transnational crime and all sorts of trafficking. The groups conducting these terrorist activities would, if given a free hand, be easily tempted to use biological weapons to commit their evil deeds, sowing death and destruction following each of their incursions into our country. And therefore, to stand against them, we need solidarity to ensure that the least developed countries can benefit from support and thus avoid becoming the weakest link in the fight against this threat, which I stress is truly a global threat. Chair, despite the lack of resources, Niger hasn't remained idle in dealing with these concerns. Together with our partners, whom I thank, by the way, we have undertaken several actions to anticipate any act of malevolence under the provisions of the Biological Weapons Convention. Among those actions, I could refer to a stocktaking of our legislation in the context of Resolution 1514 of the Security Council, and it appears that we are a major uranium producer, and we have a well-developed legislation in the field of nuclear power. However, in chemicals and biology, there is a lot less legislation. So boosting our capacity for all of these areas with the Center of Excellence of the European Union in Algeria is paramount. Training on the management of contaminated crime scenes contaminated by nuclear, biological and chemical agents with the help of the French embassy, a plan to reduce contingencies in the case of a nuclear, radiological, biological or chemical attack. We already have the terms of reference for this assistance, and there's also a draft request for assistance in the field of legislation. To conclude, I would say that Niger would, in the context of implementation of the convention by states parties, we would encourage states parties to boost interstate cooperation, the provision of technical assistance, and the exchange of good practice. We reaffirm our readiness to work with the Implementation Support Unit to implement the objectives of the convention. Thank you.